South Dakota livestock producers have the opportunity to combat cool season invasive grasses with mob grazing. Invasive cool season grasses include downy brome, also called cheatgrass, as well as Kentucky bluegrass, smooth brome, and crested wheatgrass. SDSU Extension Range Field Specialist Sean Kelly explains the principles of mob grazing for invasive grass control.
Using grazing to kind of get a hold of these, especially with the downy brome, is turning out early, even kind of doubling your stocking rates with some mob grazing. You know, hitting it hard while that grass is still green and palatable before it burns up, there's a lot of nutritional value to it then. And then always being sure to back your stocking rates back down to normal or pulling the cattle off once your desirable grasses start coming on.
The key to effective control of invasive cool season grasses is timing. Invasives must be grazed heavily before they mature and go to seed. For pastures in southern areas of South Dakota, that window is now.
First part of April and it's already starting to come on and it's 4 or 5 inches tall out there and definitely could be grazing and hitting it hard right now.
One key to this mob grazing approach is to remove the herd entirely or to reduce the stocking rate to appropriate levels once the favored native grasses begin their growth. Herbicides applied in late fall or early spring may also be effective in controlling invasive grasses as well as certain weeds or perennials. Cool season invasive species moving into a pasture reduces plant diversity and limits forage yields. Kelly advises managing invasives aggressively to safeguard future production. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.